Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 22nd of February 2024. Today's topic is God Hates Disobedience Part 1. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 13 through 21. Verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. Verse 17. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey, and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Verse 21. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. What made King Saul to become disobedient? He was humble and obedient in his earlier years. When his father sent him to seek out the missing asses, he went in obedience. He went to deliver the people of the city of Jabesh, as the Spirit of God came upon him. So what went wrong later? There was happiness in the Garden of Eden, until wrong choices in obedience were made. Fear and insecurity came into this world, when Eve listened and saw what most women today see on television, was deceived by Satan, made a wrong choice in obedience, and brought upon her and all women the curse of pain in childbearing, said Elmer G. Klassen. Yes, Saul made a wrong choice in obedience. Samuel told him to wait for him to sacrifice before a battle, but he disobeyed. Again, God gave him a clear instruction about the battle with the Amalekites. He also disobeyed. Check if you are disobedient. God hates it. Quote for the day. Check if you are disobedient. The challenge for today is, disobedience has ruined many beautiful lives. Prayer. O God, help me to remain an obedient child, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.